What are your superpowers again?
I've got an 18-inch Kong here.
Think, Mark!
This is not facts. I'm stating facts just because it's my opinion, and my opinion is facts.
I'm not a big fan of nudity in television and movies. Most of the time, it's just for...
They're like, I had a blast, and I'm having a great time. I'm glad they did, but the only thing I had a blast in was in my pants when the credits rolled and it was over.
And his name is John C.
You're listening to Filmmaker Mike and the Boys.
That's what I sleep with every night.
Yo, everyone, it's Filmmaker Mike, and welcome to my Batman spoiler-filled, jelly-filled movie review. So here we go with the spoilers. If you've seen the movie, welcome. Welcome to the other side of seeing the Batman. Now let's talk spoilers. So right from the get-go, when this movie starts... It definitely starts unlike any Batman movie we've seen before, because it starts with a crime. And man, the violence is just so brutal in this movie, not just at the beginning of the movie with that opening crime, but when the Riddler shows up right there behind the mayor. It caught everyone by surprise, and everyone was just like, oh, I can instantly hear that reaction, like, holy shit, dude. And it just shows you with that opening scene and that brutal murder of the Riddler right at the beginning of the movie, it sets you up for something you haven't seen before in a Batman movie. Not just the violence, but the crime. The crimes itself, the heinous acts that are committed. Wow. And then, of course, we get the narration from Bruce Wayne, October 31st, which is like Halloween, right? And then, or I may have mixed it up. I think it starts off with October 31st. The movie starts off. Or maybe I think it's right after. Anyway, forgive me if I'm not going to remember a lot. I'm trying to, because there's a lot that happens. There's a lot that happens in these 3 hours. And yet there's so much to, and that's why I can't wait to see it again and kind of take it all in again. Seeing a movie like this for the first time, it definitely is it like a shot in your senses, because you're so excited to see it. And then when you're actually watching it, it's like a mixed bag of emotions and excitement and like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm finally here and sitting down and watching it. So, but I love the opening narration of Batman, and then his narration on the signal. It's not just a signal, it's a warning. And I love all the thugs and the criminals around Gotham, the gangsters, when they look at the dark, and then you hear Batman say, I am the shadows. I loved it. I loved it, because this is year two. This is his second year as Batman. So he's established as far as, you know, being a vigilante and everyone should look out for him. But yes, you see it. You see their reactions when the bat signal is shining in that Gotham skyline. Everyone's like looking out, because you just don't know where the Batman will show up next. And I love that part. I love that aspect, because, and he even says it, Batman says it, I can't be everywhere, and yet they won't know where I am, which is so awesome. Just that opening, the first 5 to 10 minutes is just absolute perfection. I think it's a chef's kiss. Mwah. Chef's kiss. Bat's kiss. just fantastic Batman stuff. And again, something that we've never seen before. So there's so much in this movie that happens. That opening, when he finally shows up to that gang, that makeup clown gang, it looks like, with their makeup on, because they're stalking after this Asian guy and the train. And then they finally hear, like within the darkness, they hear these loud, audible footsteps, and it's actually Batman. They know he's coming. And it's definitely a different take. This is year two Batman, so he's still early on in his career. Not very stealth-like, because he's letting them know that he's there. He's letting them know by his presence that he is there. So you hear his loud, and it's raining. You hear his footsteps. It's like heavy. He's slowly walking. And then, of course, if you see it in the trailer, I think it's in the first trailer, who are you supposed to be? Which is really odd that he says that, because it's the second year that Batman has been Batman around Gotham. But anyway, that's when he just like, Batman takes him and like beats him up. And it's like, oh shit, okay, that's awesome. Great action, again, great scene. And then the rest of the gang circle Batman. And they get a few shots in, they get a few hits in, because there's a lot of them. He's basically outnumbered, but he stands his ground. And that's where you see one of the, he gets, they start, I think one of them tries to use a gun. Some have bats, some I think have knives, if I'm not mistaken. But they try to overwhelm him, but they try. and then that's when Batman gets a hold of one of them and he shocks them. He literally shocks. I think that's the guy that may have shot him. I have to see it again, because some of the action also happens a little fast. But fantastic nonetheless. And once that's over, Batman's still standing. The Asian guy who was left by the gang, even says, please don't hurt me. So there is still that reputation of the Batman as someone to be really feared. And you know, they think that just because they really think that he's out there to hurt people when he's really not. He's there to like strike fear in the hearts of criminals and the superstitious lot. So, which I thought, again, that opening scene is worth the price of admission. I'll just say that. Lots of stuff, lots of really cool stuff. You see the Gotham skyline. There's a lot of things there. Again, the Penguin, Colin Farrell is fantastic. Carmine Falcone. Spoilers, if you aren't aware yet, just making sure. Carmine Falcone being the father of Catwoman, of Selina Kyle. Wow. It's been a while since I read, at least dived into Batman comics. I'm not sure if that's something that's been done in one of the interpretations of the comic books, which I thought was fascinating. If it wasn't, and they just did that for the movie, I think that's really cool. But now I'm curious if that's been done in the comics. I'll have to do a Google search for that one. But I like that because it ties things together closely. And of course the Riddler. So Paul Dano's performance, despite most of his screen time being behind a mask, you still get a performance from him, and a fantastic performance at that. And when we see him unmasked, when he doesn't have his mask on, he still puts on a fantastic performance. Now I'm Googling Selina Kyle, daughter of Falcone. So I'm curious. So it is in the New 52 comics. Catwoman, aka Selina Kyle, is the daughter of Carmine Falcone in the New 52 comics. Mob boss Carmine Falcone is the father of Selina Kyle through illegitimate means. In the comics, Falcone was unaware of Selina being Catwoman and despised the feline criminal. So that's pretty cool that they did that in the New 52. And they tied it in the movie here. If I'm not mistaken, this is supposed to be Earth 2 Batman on a different, of course, multiverse, different alternate Earth. At least that's what we heard, Earth 2. But yes, going back to the Riddler, fantastic performance. I love the puzzles, love the riddles. The interaction of Batman with Jim Gordon, fantastic. There is a scene where Batman ends up at the GCPD, and everyone is pretty much pissed off at Batman for what one thing that I guess it was a failed attempt at saving the DA, who was played by Peter Skarsgård. And he, I love this scene. Everyone was laughing too. It was pretty funny when Jim Gordon asked all the cops, because they start getting like really pissed off and angry at Batman. And then Batman even like lays a hand on one of the officers, assaults him, and Jim Gordon gets mad at him and like, "What's wrong with you?" Like pushes him back. And even Batman's like, "So you're one of them now," or something like that. That's like, against him, because the cops don't like Batman. They don't like him. There's even that one cop that puts his hand on Batman's chest, and Batman just looks at him like, "Get your fucking hands off me." He doesn't say that, of course, but with that look, with that Pattinson look, like, "Get the fuck away from me." I almost wish he told the cop, like, "Lay a hand on me again and you'll never use that hand again," or something like that. But he didn't need to, because just the silence and the look said it all. Which, by the way, I like that cop later, I think it's Garcia, he later helps Batman out, or kind of put something together later on at the Riddler's apartment. So if you didn't notice, I'm jumping around. That's only because I'm trying to remember most of the movie. But yes, the crimes of the Riddler are pretty brutal and crazy. Batman going into the Iceberg Lounge was pretty cool with the twins. I like that. Yes, going back to my point, Jim Gordon tells all the cops and the acting commissioner, I think, or lieutenant, whatever, "I'm going to need a minute with it to convince him to help us out." That's what Jim Gordon tells the rest of the cops. So they leave them, and they leave Batman and Jim Gordon in the interrogation room. And it looks like Jim Gordon's like pissed off at Batman and kind of whispering at him, but he's telling him, they're basically telling each other. And Jim Gordon tells Batman, "You have to punch me so you can get away. Here's the key for that door. Go all the way to the rooftop," all that stuff. So I saw part of that scene on Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel had Robert Pattinson as a guest, and he was interviewing him, and they showed part of that scene, but they didn't show all the dialogue, so there was missing context. But they show that scene where he makes the getaway, he punches Jim Gordon, and then he runs away. He unlocks the gate, runs away, all the cops are swarming after him like, "Ah!" And then he puts up his at a stairwell, he launches his grappling gun, and it shoots up, and I love it because it comes out of his glove, or just comes out of his gauntlet, and he shoots it up, and he just zips up to the rooftop, towards the rooftop, and then all the cops are like firing at him, and of course the armor is good because his suit is armored, so which is good. You can basically deflect most bullets. Right. So it's a great scene. And then, of course, he goes up the roof, and then he launches. He basically gets his flight suit ready, his flying raccoon suit almost. He doesn't glide with his cape just yet. I think that's something they're going to build towards, just like the whole heavy footsteps walking. I think he's going to be more stealthy and more quiet in the next movie. I think he's going to make take a more stealth-like approach eventually, or maybe not, but that would be cool. But yeah, he doesn't glide with his cape just yet, but when he gets his flight suit ready, all the cops are running, and then he just dives. And at first, you even see when he goes up the roof, before he engages his flight suit, he looks down and he has a moment of fear because he's like, "Oh shit, like, where's he going to go? What's he going to do?" He doesn't glide with his cape yet. And then he gets his flight suit ready, and it transforms. It's pretty cool. And then he just dives. And I love the POV camera shot. It's really cool. I love that part where he's gliding. And he's basically gliding. He's like trying to land on a truck, and he misses the truck, and he lands on the street. Like, oh, man. But fantastic scene, fantastic action sequence. I'm trying to think what else. The confrontation with Carmine Falcone and Selina Kyle was great. Of course, Batman tries to stop her from killing him because she's just pissed off at him and what he hasn't been really a father to to her. The connecting of the dots and the Waynes being involved, the Waynes and the Arkhams being mentioned and referenced as the oldest families, of course, in Gotham. It's there's basically seeds and hints at what could be the Court of Owls in perhaps a sequel or two. Who knows? But I would love it. I would absolutely love it. And of course, the Riddler exposing, you know, each person that he kills, he's exposing them and the dark lies and truths, which you kind of get in the, you've gotten hints at in the trailer, but of course here it's all exposed. Really fascinating. It's, the story is, does a good job. The movie does a good job of explaining things. I don't think anything goes over anyone's heads. Like it's very well explained, I think. Save for a few things I thought was fascinating as they unraveled it, but I thought it was really cool. I'm trying to think of any other big things. The car chase, the Batmobile chase sequence was awesome. And then Jim Gordon and Batman trying to solve who the rat is within the circle of what they were trying to protect, I thought was cool. Again, some really humorous moments with the Penguin. Penguin waddling because his hands and feet are pretty much tied after Jim Gordon and Batman interrogate him. And then when Penguin mentions like la and el, like the whole Spanish, like the difference, and them connecting the dots, that was pretty cool. I'm trying to think. The final confrontation of Batman with the Riddler at Arkham was great. That scene was great. And finally seeing, of course, Paul Dano without the mask and being able to just perform and just fantastic performance. Really top-notch casting by Matt Reeves. And also the whole final battle at the garden and then the flood. That was awesome. And then basically the Riddler army that he amassed towards the end and being sharpshooter, like shooters and having guns and ammo, like that was pretty crazy. Pretty awesome though that Batman like gets to fight them and he blows up all the ceiling above him and lands. And he definitely could use more Batarangs. but I think that's definitely something, but I love that he used like his grappling guns and his spears or arrows and he used them to pull him and like fight him. And Batman does not kill. He does not kill anyone. I thought for a second we were going to see him kill someone. I love the fact that he had that adrenaline. I'm trying to remember if it was referenced early in the movie. I think it was maybe briefly shown. That he had it in handy. And then there's a certain spot in his leg armor, where he injects that adrenaline as a last resort because Selina Kyle was in trouble. And then that's when we see in the trailer, like he starts pounding on that guy, which oddly enough, I'm trying to think, like looked like Paul Dano. Was it a twin? Like that kind of confused me for a bit. So unless that was him, and he somehow got out. So I don't know. I'm trying to think carefully about it. Perhaps in a second viewing, it'll be a lot more clearer. And then, of course, we also get a scene of spoilers. The Joker, Barry Keoghan, who played Druig in The Eternals, is the Joker. You barely see his face. Barely see the makeup, but he's talking to the Riddler in Arkham and he's laughing. So really interesting and fascinating that they're already setting the Joker up at the end of this movie. Oh, and the whoever killed the Waynes is a mystery. I like that. I like that a lot. Bruce Wayne has been trying to find out who killed his parents all this time. And he finds out from Carmine Falcone that it was Maroni that had him killed. But then in fact, it was Carmine. Supposedly it might've been Carmine Falcone, but then Alfred even confirms that he's not really sure. which is really tough and sad because it's like this one thing that's been eating away at Bruce Wayne all his life. Oh, and that the Alfred getting the bomb that was meant for Bruce Wayne, I thought was a brilliant way of editing because you felt like Bruce was gonna be able to stop the bomb and save Alfred from the bomb from blowing up, but he was too late. But for a second I thought like, don't kill Alfred. And of course they didn't, which is great because I really got worried that they were just gonna kill off Alfred and that was it. Like, kind of makes no sense to have Batman without Alfred, at least at the beginning of this story, if we're gonna get a trilogy, and I hope we do. So I love that scene between Alfred and Bruce when they finally get to, Bruce first starts out with, you know, you lied to me, Alfred, which totally makes sense. He's angry. And Alfred, of course, is finding out like, oh my God, Bruce knows everything now. But I like that they get to patch things up at the end. And then at the end, they hold each other's hand and like, you know, Bruce, Alfred is all Bruce has and Bruce is all Alfred has. So it's a beautiful surrogate father son relationship, really, and I like that. I really do. So trying to think of anything else I may have missed, at least some as far as the big stuff. Selina Kyle leaving at the end kind of makes sense. The flooding of Gotham was like, whoa, that's pretty crazy. I love the end where Batman is helping out the National Guard and just helping out people, and that woman holding on to Batman and just kind of looking for that strong and like someone like being safe and holding her hand and reassuring her. I love the fact when I'm obviously jumping around here, but I love the fact that when the garden is flooded and Batman sees like the power line is going to hit everyone in the water, he jumps towards it and cuts it with his chest batarang, and he gets shocked and crashes down in the water. But of course he gets up, and then he helps everyone. He extends his hand to the kid, the son of the mayor, which I at the beginning he's always connected with because he was just the same age of the boy when Bruce lost his parents. And I thought that was a powerful scene when he helped the kid and the mayor, and he led them with the flare. He was leading them through the flood. Beautiful scene, powerful imagery, just absolutely beautiful. So lots of great, fantastic moments, really. I'm sure I probably missed some, but those are the ones that I can think of right now. Again, I'm looking forward to seeing this movie again and again. And again, at least on the big screen, it will be on HBO Max 45 days after March 4th, if I'm not mistaken. So around, I want to say around mid-April, we'll have it on HBO Max. But please, I highly suggest watching this on the biggest screen possible. If you can see it on IMAX, watch it on IMAX, or just go see it at any large movie theater screen. And I have a feeling you won't be sorry. I think you'll like it. I think you'll enjoy it. If you're skeptical, you don't have to believe. Take my word for it. Watch it for yourself. Check it out. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what you think of this Batman movie. This brand new Batman. And Pattinson, Robert Pattinson. And of course, the rest of the cast of characters. It's a great time in the movie theater. It's a great time to be a Batman fan. I can never get enough of Batman. I can never get enough of these movies. So absolutely fantastic. I hope you enjoyed my spoiler-filled movie review, or spoiler like details. If you haven't noticed, yes, I love this movie. I really enjoyed it. I cannot wait to see it again. And I can't wait to talk to everyone about it when they get to see it. So please feel free, if you've seen the movie and you're listening to this, feel free to call in, leave a voice message, and let me know your favorite moments of the movie. By all means, if you'd like, or if you don't want to share any spoilers just yet, you don't have to. But if you'd like to, you can as well. And I can always put up a warning and let people know, like, hey, if you haven't seen the Batman, so-and-so called in with a voice message and they've got spoilers. So you may want to skip for the next minute or so. So that's it. Thank you all for watching or listening, whether you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Anchor, Stitcher, you name it. We got it. Or you're watching this on YouTube, feel free to comment below and subscribe as well. And feel free to rate us on Apple Podcasts or follow us on Spotify Podcasts. Thank you for watching and listening or listening. Or if you do both, well, thank you. Really appreciate it. There's many podcasts out there. There's many YouTube channels out there. But I always appreciate it when people watch or listen and check out what we have here. So that's pretty much it. The Batman is now out in theaters. If it's not out yet and you're listening to this in between, it'll be out on March 3rd, early screenings, and of course, March 4th. If you got to see it on an exclusive early fan screening via IMAX on March 1st, let me know your experience as well. It was really fun. I'm glad they did it. And I'm really glad that we got to see the movie the same night of the premiere here in the US. They had it up in New York City. And I thought that was pretty cool. Usually a lot of these big blockbuster movie premieres happen at least a week or two before fans get to see it. But I thought that was pretty cool that it, March 1st coincided with the exclusive IMAX fan screenings and the premiere with the cast in New York City. And I know I've seen some pics and video of the cast surprising fans at a New York IMAX theater. So that's pretty awesome. So there you go. The Batman, directed by Matt Reeves, starring Robert Pattinson, Zoe Kravitz, Colin Farrell, Paul Dano, Jeffrey Wright, Andy Serkis, and more, is now out. Check it out. Let me know what you think. Till next time, stay safe out there. And remember, I am vengeance.